Hare Krishna. This is a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 9, Texts 7 through 23, the Damodar Leela. Text 7. Mother Yasoda, after taking down the hot milk from the oven, returned to the churning spot. And when she saw that the container of yogurt was broken and that Krishna was not present, she concluded that the breaking of the pot was the work of Krishna. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Seeing the pot broken and Krishna not present, Yasoda definitely concluded that the breaking of the pot was the work of Krishna. There was no doubt about it. Text 8. Krishna, at that time, was sitting on an upside-down wooden mortar for grinding spices and was distributing milk preparations, such as yogurt and butter, to the monkeys, as he liked. Because of having stolen, he was looking all around with great anxiety, suspecting that he might be chastised by his mother. Mother Yasoda, upon seeing him, very cautiously approached him from behind. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Mother Yasoda was able to trace Krishna by following his butter-smeared footprints. She saw that Krishna was stealing butter, and thus she smiled. Meanwhile, the crows also entered the room and came out in fear. Thus, Mother Yasoda found Krishna stealing butter and very anxiously looking here and there. Text 9. When Lord Sri Krishna saw his mother, stick in hand, he very quickly got down from the top of the mortar and began to flee, as if very much afraid. Although yogis try to capture him as Paramatma by meditation, desiring to enter into the effulgence of the Lord with great austerities and penances, they fail to reach him. But Mother Yasoda, thinking that same personality of Godhead, Krishna, to be her son, began following Krishna to catch him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Yogis, mystics, want to catch Krishna as Paramatma, and with great austerities and penances, they try to approach him. Yet they cannot. Here we see, however, that Krishna is going to be caught by Mother Yasoda and is running away in fear. This illustrates the difference between the bhakta and the yogi. Yogis cannot reach Krishna. But for pure devotees like Mother Yasoda, Krishna is already caught. Krishna was even afraid of Mother Yasoda's stick. This was mentioned by Queen Kunti in her prayers. Bhaya bhavanasya stitasya. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.8.31. Krishna is afraid of Mother Yasoda, and yogis are afraid of Krishna. Yogis try to reach Krishna by Gyan Yoga and other yogas, but fail. Yet, although Mother Yasoda was a woman, Krishna was afraid of her, as clearly described in this verse. Text 10. While following Krishna, Mother Yasoda, her thin waist overburdened by her heavy breasts, naturally had to reduce her speed. Because of following Krishna very swiftly, her hair became loose, and the flowers in her hair were falling after her. Yet she did not fail to capture her son, Krishna. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Yogis cannot capture Krishna by severe penances and austerities, But Mother Yasoda, despite all obstacles, was finally able to catch Krishna without difficulty. This is the difference between a yogi and a bhakta. Yogis cannot enter even the effulgence of Krishna. Yasya prabhava bhavato jagadanda koti kotishu, from the Brahma Samhita 540. In that effulgence, there are millions of universes, but yogis and jnanis cannot enter that effulgence even after many, many years of austerities. Whereas bhaktas can capture Krishna simply by love and affection. This is the example shown here by Mother Yasoda. Krishna therefore confirms that if one wants to capture him, one must undertake devotional service. Bhaktimam abhijanati yavanyas chasmi tatvataha tatomam tatvato gyantva vishate tad anantaram. Bhagavad Gita 18:55. Bhaktas enter even the planet of Krishna very easily, but the less intelligent yogis and jnanis, by their meditation, remain running after Krishna. Even if they enter Krishna's effulgence, they fall down. Text 11. When caught by Mother Yasoda, Krishna became more and more afraid and admitted to being an offender. As she looked upon him, she saw he was crying, his tears mixing with the black ointment around his eyes. And as he rubbed his eyes with his hands, he smeared the ointment all over his face. Mother Yasoda, catching her beautiful son by the hand, mildly began to chastise him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. From these dealings between Mother Yasoda and Krishna, we can understand the exalted position of a pure devotee in loving service to the Lord. Yogis, jnanis, karmis, and Vedantists cannot even approach Krishna. They must remain very, very far away from him and try to enter his bodily effulgence, although this also they are unable to do. Great demigods, like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, always worship the Lord by meditation and by service. Even the most powerful Yamaraj fears Krishna. Therefore, as we find in the story of Ajamil, Yamaraj instructed his followers not even to approach the devotees or to speak of capturing them. In other words, Yamaraj also fears Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Yet this Krishna became so dependent on Mother Yasoda that when she simply showed Krishna the stick in her hand, Krishna admitted to being an offender and began to cry like an ordinary child. Mother Yasoda, of course, did not want to chastise her beloved child very much, and therefore she immediately threw her stick away and simply rebuked Krishna, saying, "Now I shall bind you so that you cannot commit any further offensive activities. Nor, for the time being, can you play with your playmates." This shows the position of a pure devotee, in contrast with others, like the jnanis, yogis, and followers of Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, and regarding the transcendental nature of the Absolute Truth. Text 12. Mother Yasoda was always overwhelmed by intense love for Krishna, not knowing who Krishna was or how powerful he was. Because of maternal affection for Krishna, she never even cared to know who he was. Therefore, when she saw that her son had become excessively afraid, she threw the stick away and desired to bind him so that he would not commit any further naughty activities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Mother Yasoda wanted to bind Krishna not in order to chastise him, but because she thought that the child was so restless that he might leave the house in fear. That would be another disturbance. Therefore, because of full affection, to stop Krishna from leaving the house, she wanted to bind him with rope. Mother Yasoda wanted to impress upon Krishna that since he was afraid merely to see her stick, he should not perform such disturbing activities as breaking the container of yogurt and butter and distributing its contents to the monkeys. Mother Yasoda did not care to understand who Krishna was and how his power spreads everywhere. This is an example of pure love for Krishna. Texts 13 and 14. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has no beginning and no end, no exterior and no interior, no front and no rear. In other words, he is all-pervading. Because he is not under the influence of the element of time, for him there is no difference between past, present, and future. He exists in his own transcendental form at all times. Being absolute, beyond relativity, he is freed from distinctions between cause and effect, although he is the cause and effect of everything. That unmanifested person, who is beyond the perception of the senses, had now appeared as a human child, and Mother Yasoda, considering him her own ordinary child, bound him to the wooden mortar with a rope. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita 10.12, Krishna is described as the Supreme Brahman, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma. The word Brahma means the greatest. Krishna is greater than the greatest, being unlimited and all-pervading. How can it be possible for the all-pervading to be measured or bound? Then again, Krishna is the time factor. Therefore, although he is all-pervading, not only in space but also in time, we have measurements of time, but although we are limited by past, present, and future, for Krishna, these do not exist. Every individual person can be measured, but Krishna has already shown that although he is an individual, the entire cosmic manifestation is within his mouth. All these points considered, Krishna cannot be measured. How then did Yasoda want to measure him and bind him? We must conclude that this took place simply on the platform of pure transcendental love. This was the only cause. Advaita Matutam Anadam Anantarupam Adyam Parana Purusham Navayovanam Cha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atmabhakto Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Brahma Samhita 5.33. Everything is one because Krishna is the supreme cause of everything. Krishna cannot be measured or calculated by Vedic knowledge. Vedeshu Durlabham. He is available only to the devotees. Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. Devotees can handle him because they act on the basis of loving service. Bhaktyamam avijanati yavanyas chasmi tatvataha. Thus, Mother Yasoda wanted to bind him. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. With the ropes of her intense prema, Yasoda tied up Krishna, the all-pervading Lord who binds up everyone, from Brahma to the blade of grass, with the modes of material nature. This verse is spoken with this intention. Limited objects can be bound by surrounding them on the outside. But where can one tie the rope on he who is greater than the greatest and who has no outside or inside? The verse establishes that Krishna pervades all space and time as well. Krishna cannot be limited by past, present, or future. The unlimited can bind the limited. But in this case, it was the opposite. The entire universe, which was created by his power, cannot bind Krishna. Then what to speak of an insignificant rope within that universe? One cannot say that a little boy cannot bind up the universe, because Yashoda saw the entire cosmic manifestation within his mouth. How then could Yashoda bind him? The answer is given. Krishna was bound by the uncommon motherly love of Mother Yashoda, who thought of him as her son, Matva Atmajam. Though Krishna is all-powerful, by his inconceivable energy, he allows himself to be controlled by love and bound by his beloveds. Krishna is called avyaktam, unmanifested, because under the control of love, he conceals his powers and appears to be like a human being, martyam lingam, even though he is beyond material sense perception, adhoksajam. The power of Yashoda's love bound up the Lord, who is the aggregate of all consciousness, just as one binds an ordinary child, prakritam. Text 15. When Mother Yashoda was trying to bind the offending child, she saw that the binding rope was short by a distance of the width of two fingers. Thus, she brought another rope to join to it. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Here is the first chapter in Krishna's exhibition of unlimited potency to Mother Yashoda. When she tried to bind him, the rope was too short. The Lord had already shown his unlimited potency by killing Putana, Shakatasura, and Trinavarta. Now Krishna exhibited another vibhuti, or display of potency, to Mother Yashoda. Unless I agree, Krishna desired to show, you cannot bind me. Thus, although Mother Yashoda, in her attempt to bind Krishna, added one rope after another, ultimately, she was a failure. When Krishna agreed, however, she was successful. In other words, one must be in transcendental love with Krishna, but that does not mean that one can control Krishna. When Krishna is satisfied with one's devotional service, he does everything himself. Sevan mukhi jivado svayam eva sporatyada. He reveals more and more to the devotee as the devotee advances in service. Jivado, this service begins with the tongue, with the chanting and the taking of prasad of Krishna. Atasi Krishna namadi nabhaved krayam indrai. Sevan mukhi jivado svayameva sporatyada. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.234. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. Krishna was thinking, I cannot be bound up because I must do my daily duties of stealing yogurt and playing with my friends. Krishna's vibhuti shakti, the power to show or reveal his opulence, inspired by his satya sankalpa shakti, the power to fulfill each and every desire of the Lord, suddenly entered into his body at that time. Thus, the rope remained two fingers too short, no matter how many ropes Mother Yashoda tied together. Texts 16 and 17. This new rope also was short by a measurement of two fingers. And when another rope was joined to it, it was still two fingers too short. As many ropes as she joined, all of them failed. Their shortness could not be overcome. Thus, Mother Yasoda joined whatever ropes were available in the household. But still she failed in her attempt to bind Krishna. Mother Yasoda's friends, the elderly gopis in the neighborhood, were smiling and enjoying the fun. Similarly, Mother Yasoda, although laboring in that way, was also smiling. All of them were struck with wonder. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Actually, this incident was wonderful because Krishna was only a child with small hands. To bind him should have required only a rope not more than 2 feet long. All the ropes in the house combined together might have been hundreds of feet long, but still he was impossible to bind, for all the ropes together were still too short. Naturally, Mother Yasoda and her gopi friends thought, "How is this possible?" Seeing this funny affair, all of them were smiling. The first rope was short by a measurement of the width of 2 fingers, and after the second rope was added, it was still 2 fingers too short. If the shortness of all the ropes were added together, it must have amounted to the width of hundreds of fingers. Certainly, this was astonishing. This was another exhibition of Krishna's inconceivable potency to his mother and his mother's friends. Text 18. Because of Mother Yasoda's hard labor, her whole body became covered with perspiration, and the flowers and comb were falling from her hair. When child Krishna saw his mother thus fatigued, he became merciful to her and agreed to be bound. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When Mother Yasoda and the other ladies finally saw that Krishna, although decorated with many bangles and other jeweled ornaments, could not be bound with all the ropes available in the house, they decided that Krishna was so fortunate that he could not be bound by any material condition. Thus, they gave up the idea of binding him. But, in competition between Krishna and his devotee, Krishna sometimes agrees to be defeated. Thus, Krishna's internal energy, Yogamaya, was brought to work, and Krishna agreed to be bound by Mother Yasoda. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. In the competition between Krishna and his devotee, the devotee's determination always prevails. Thus, seeing his mother's fatigue, Lord Krishna gave up his own persistence, became merciful, and allowed himself to be tied. Krishna's mercy, which reigns as the king of all his potencies and illuminates all others, melts the heart of the Lord and turns it into butter. The appearance of Krishna's mercy made his Satya Sankalpa and Vibhuti Shaktis immediately disappear. The distance of 2 fingers was filled by the devotee's effort and hard work, Parishramam, and the Lord's causeless mercy, Krishna Kripa. The Bhakta Nishta, the firm faith of the devotee, seen in his tireless endeavors to serve and worship the Lord, and the Svanishta, the steady quality of the Lord, which brings forth his mercy upon seeing the devotee's efforts and fatigue, caused Krishna to be bound. In the absence of these two, the rope will remain 2 fingers too short. But when Bhakta Nishta and Svanishta are present, the Lord can be bound. In this pastime, Krishna showed Yasoda and the whole world that only love can bind the Supreme Lord. Text 19. O Maharaj Parikit, this entire universe, with its great exalted demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Lord Indra, is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet the Supreme Lord has one transcendental attribute. He comes under the control of his devotees. This was now exhibited by Krishna in this pastime. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This pastime of Krishna is very difficult to understand, but devotees can understand it. It is therefore said, Darsayams tad vidam loka atmano bhaktavasyatam. Srimad Bhagavatam 10, 11, 9. The Lord displays the transcendental attribute of coming under the control of his devotees. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5:35, Ekopyasora chaitum jagadanda kotim yachchakter asti jagadanda chayayananta andandarasta paramano chayantarastam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. By his one plenary portion as Paramatma, the Lord controls innumerable universes with all their demigods. Yet, he agrees to be controlled by a devotee. In the Upanishads, it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can run with more speed than the mind. But here, we see that although Krishna wanted to avoid being arrested by his mother, he was finally defeated, and Madhyasoda captured him. Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrama Sevyamanam. Krishna is served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. Nonetheless, he steals butter like one who is poverty-stricken. Yamaraj, the controller of all living entities, fears the order of Krishna. Yet Krishna is afraid of his mother's stick. These contradictions cannot be understood by one who is not a devotee. But a devotee can understand how powerful is unalloyed devotional service to Krishna. It is so powerful that Krishna can be controlled by an unalloyed devotee. This Britya Vasyata does not mean that he is under the control of the servant. Rather, he is under the control of the servant's pure love. In Bhagavad Gita 1:21, it is said that Krishna became the chariot driver of Arjuna. Arjuna ordered him, Sanayor ubayor madye ratam stapaya me chutya. My dear Krishna, you have agreed to be my charioteer and to execute my orders. Place my chariot between the two armies of soldiers. Krishna immediately executed this order, and therefore one may argue that Krishna is also not independent. But this is one's ajnana, ignorance. Krishna is always fully independent. When he becomes subordinate to his devotees, this is a display of ananda chinmaya rasa, the humor of transcendental qualities that increases his transcendental pleasure. Everyone worships Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore, he sometimes desires to be controlled by someone else. Such a controller can be no one else but a pure devotee. Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. Though Krishna possesses all possible powers, he is bound and controlled by prema. This bondage, however, being the most astonishing attribute of the Lord, is not a fault, but a beautiful transcendental ornament in Krishna's personality. By his very nature, Krishna is self-satisfied, Atmarama. Yet, he suffers from hunger. He is Aptakama, automatically fulfills all of his desires. Yet he is dissatisfied and desirous of prema. Though Krishna is the personification of peace and pure goodness, he becomes angry. Krishna is the master of the goddess of fortune, yet he steals butter like a beggar. Though Krishna instills fear throughout all time and death, he flees in fear of Mother Yasoda's stick. Though Krishna travels at the speed of the mind, he is easily caught by the firm grip of his mother. Though Krishna is condensed bliss, Sandrananda, he cries in sorrow. Though Krishna is unlimited and all-pervading, he is limited by being tied up. In all these incidences, Krishna was directly revealing to Yasoda his innate quality of being controlled by his devotee. Text 20. Neither Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Yasoda. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is a comparative study between Mother Yasoda and other devotees of the Lord. As stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 5.142, Ekala Isvara Krishna Ara Sabhyabhrita. The only Supreme Master is Krishna, and all others are his servants. Krishna has the transcendental quality of Bhritya Vasyata, becoming subordinate to his Bhritya, or servant. Now, although everyone is Bhritya, and although Krishna has the quality of becoming subordinate to his Bhritya, the position of Mother Yasoda is the greatest. Lord Brahma is Bhritya, a servant of Krishna, and he is Adi Kavi, the original creator of this universe. Tene Brahma Hridaya Ya Adi Kaviye. Nonetheless, even he could not obtain such mercy as Mother Yasoda. As for Lord Shiva, he is the topmost Vaishnav, Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. What to speak of Brahma and Lord Shiva? The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, is the Lord's constant companion in service, since she always associates with his body. But even she could not get such mercy. Therefore, Maharaj Parikit was surprised, thinking, what did Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj do in their previous lives by which they got such a great opportunity, the opportunity to be the affectionate father and mother of Krishna? In this verse, there are three negative pronouncements, na, na, na. When anything is uttered three times, do it, do it, do it, one should understand that this is meant to indicate great stress on a fact. In this verse, we find na labhire, na labhire, na labhire. Yet, Mother Yasoda is in the supermost exalted position, and thus Krishna has become completely subordinate to her. The word vimukti dat is also significant. There are different types of liberation, such as sayujya, salokya, swarupya, sharshti, and samipya. But vimukti means special mukti. When, after liberation, one is situated on the platform of prema bhakti, one is said to have achieved vimukti, special mukti. Therefore, the word na is mentioned. That exalted platform of prema is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as prema pumartaho mahan, and Mother Yasoda naturally acts in such an exalted position in loving affairs. She is therefore a nitya siddha devotee, an expansion of Krishna's hladini potency. His potency to enjoy transcendental bliss through expansions who are special devotees, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhi. Such devotees are not sadhana siddha. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. Lord Brahma is the son of Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, and the Adi Guru of the devotees. Sa Adi Devo Jagatam Paro Guru, Srimad Bhagavatam 2.9.5. As the topmost Vaishnav, Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu, Shiva is considered superior to Brahma. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, who resides on the chest of Vishnu, is superior to even Shiva and Brahma, the shelters of Sakya and Dasya Rasa. Nevertheless, Mother Yasoda is in the supermost exalted position because she alone obtained such extraordinary mercy from the Lord. It is wrong to think that Yasoda is a sadhana siddha who got a boon from Brahma in her previous lifetime as Dara. The prema of Yasoda cannot be attained as a result of Brahma's boon, for Brahma himself prays to become a blade of grass in Braj. Indeed, Brahma is counted in a much, much lower class. Sukadeva Goswami says, O Parikshit, although you know about Nanda and Yasoda, who are famous in the scriptures as Nitya Siddhas, in answer to your casual question, 10.8.46, about their austerities in previous lives, I told you the story of Drona and Dara, who are very small expansions of Nanda and Yasoda. Text 21. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Mother Yasoda, is accessible to devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service, but he is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body the same as the self. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the son of Mother Yasoda, is very easily available to devotees, but not to tapasvis, yogis, jnanis, and others who have a bodily concept of life. Although they may sometimes be called Shanta Bhaktas, real bhakti begins with Dasya Rasa. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.11, Yayatha mam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham mama vartmano vartante manusya partha sarvasha. As living entities surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Prita. Everyone is seeking Krishna, for he is the supersoul of all individual souls. Everyone loves his body and wants to protect it because he is within the body as a soul. And everyone loves the soul because the soul is part and parcel of the supersoul. Therefore, everyone is actually seeking to achieve happiness by reviving his relationship with the supersoul. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Vedaischa sarvar aham eva vedya. By all the Vedas, it is I who am to be known. Therefore, the karmis, jnanis, yogis, and saintly persons are all seeking Krishna. But by following in the footsteps of devotees who are in a direct relationship with Krishna, especially the inhabitants of Vrindavan, one can reach the supreme position by associating with Krishna. As it is said, Vrindavanam parityaja padamekam nagachati. Krishna does not leave Vrindavan, even for a moment. The Vrindavan basis, Mother Yasoda, Krishna's friends and Krishna's conjugal lovers, the younger gopis with whom he dances, have very intimate relationships with Krishna. And if one follows in the footsteps of these devotees, Krishna is available. Although the Nityasiddha expansions of Krishna always remain with Krishna, if those engaged in sadhana siddhi follow in the footsteps of Krishna's Nityasiddha associates, such sadhana siddhas can also easily attain Krishna without difficulty. But there are those who are attached to bodily conceptions of life. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, for example, have very prestigious positions, and thus they have a sense of being very exalted Ishvaras. In other words, because Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are guna avatars and have exalted positions, they have some small sense of being like Krishna. But the pure devotees who inhabit Vrindavan do not possess any bodily conception. They are fully dedicated to the service of the Lord in sublime affection, prema. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore recommended prema pumartaho mahan. The highest perfection of life is prema, pure love in relationship with Krishna. And Madhya Soda appears to be the topmost of devotees who have attained this perfection. Texts 22 and 23. While Mother Yasoda was very busy with household affairs, the Supreme Lord, Krishna, observed twin trees known as Yamala Arjuna, which in a former millennium had been the demigod sons of Kuvera. In their former birth, these two sons, known as Nalukuvara and Manigriva, were extremely opulent and fortunate. But because of pride and false prestige, they did not care about anyone, and thus Narada Muni cursed them to become trees. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 10th canto, 9th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, Madhya Soda Binds Lord Krishna.